What do we mean by capture? I think of it as recording, capturing electromagnetic spectrum, right? We're talking about basically, fundamentally, when we think of capture, we think of primarily capturing audio and video, or light waves and sound waves. And, you know, we're doing that all the time. All the waves that are pervading this room are being used, harnessed in some way. We have the wireless. We have audio capturing right now. And things are being captured by devices such as these capture devices here, and also being transmitted by devices. So this computer can also capture stuff and transmit it out. I really think that capture kind of began in terms of text with the Gutenberg press and movable type, right? Before that, you could record. I think you can make a distinction between recording and capturing. When you're recording, you're basically transcribing from one format to another. An analog recording, the recording device really creates a comparable signal in an analog media to whatever is out there in the world. Again, it's usually waves that you're capturing. But the problem with that is if you want to distribute it, you kind of have to make a copy of that. And every copy you make, it gets distorted and you lose quality. So analog really isn't a form of capture. I think of it more as a form of recording. Whereas when you capture in a digital way, you're really doing more of a transcoding from electromagnetic waves. You're turning it into binary data. And once you turn it into binary data, and you usually have to do a little bit of compression, particularly with video, but once you've transcoded into binary and compressed it to a form that you can deliver it, then you can do so with multiple copies without any kind of distortion. So that's really exciting, and I think revolutionary, the ability to capture, to reproduce and distribute and copy without any kind of distortion or loss of quality. And so, you know, we've had tape recorders around for a long time. Tape recorders allowed you to record lectures and things like that. Then you had to take that material and you had to, recently, I guess, in the last 10 years, you could take the analog recordings and then put them into a digital format. And that was quite a change, too. So you go from analog to digital, and then once in digital, you could do the reproduction to anything.